Much has been said about the impact of coronavirus restrictions on small businesses. The uncertainty has been trying, and many businesses have had to adapt or close entirely. But what about small media organizations? The Portland Mercury has been a fixture of the Portland media scene since 2000, offering a free newspaper with news coverage as well as a robust arts and culture section. I caught up with the editor-in-chief of the Portland Mercury, William Stephen Humphrey, to learn about the history of the Mercury and where they are now.
So, how did your involvement with the Portland Mercury start?
It actually started way back in ye olden times of the grunge era in 1991, where I became a staff member at the Stranger newspaper in Seattle. And we operated there, of course, and it's still in operation. But we did that for 10 years before we decided to come down to Portland and set up shop here. So myself and Rob Crocker, who is our CFO right now, came down to Portland and set up shop, hired people, and we started doing that in the year 2000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so a long time.
Yeah. So what is it now? So it's coming up on, we just celebrated our 20th anniversary in Portland.
So in thinking about that 20 years, what would you say the role of the Mercury has been in like the local media market?
I think that the Mercury has been, well, we're an alternative newspaper. So I think our primary job in the Portland market is to be an outlet for progressive journalism. We like really focus on City Hall and cops and, you know, increasingly now COVID and like how that's affecting people, you know, but then whether it's like unemployment or, you know, sometimes how it affects the prison population right now. So there's a lot of different angles to cover.
Right. And so how has that role changed with COVID-19?
The way COVID has affected us is that we, it all came down, like, around – you would obviously heard about it, like, from, you know, starting in different countries. But it really hit, like, around March 13th for us. We were – the first death had just happened in Seattle at our sister paper, The Stranger. And so almost immediately when the governor shut down of Washington, shut down like all the large gatherings, that's when all the advertising in The Stranger stopped, because all of our advertising comes from restaurants, venues, places like that. Right. So we knew that was going to happen here. It was just only a matter of time. So that's when, on March 13th, we ended up laying off half of our staff. And I'm sorry, I still get a little bit emotional about it, because these were my very good friends and not just employees to me. But it was a really hard time, and it continues to be a really hard time for us. And weirdly enough, it's been 5 months since March 13th, and we're still here, shockingly. And I think a lot of the there's like two big reasons that I think we're still here. And one is diversification, where we were able to pivot and start doing different things to still make money. And the second thing is readers' monthly contributions. I was like insanely shocked, because when like we started asking for these contributions from our readers and they actually ponied up, I was just absolutely thrilled and surprised. And I don't know why I should have been. I think it's just like I've always felt like it, you know, that we didn't never wanted to ask for that. You know, I guess maybe it was a little bit of pride or whatever. We didn't want to ask for that, but we ended up doing it, and it was like we were just like so shocked and honored by the support we got from our readers. And they've been keeping us afloat. So many have been giving these monthly contributions, and, you know, now we're actually kind of making it. And, you know, like, we don't know what's going to come around the corner. So we just have to remain super flexible. And, you know, but we actually do see a pathway out of here. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to, you know, push through to next year, and then we'll see what happens.
I have a conjecture, which is that I think that there's like a level of cultural knowledge that newspapers generally have been suffering financially from, you know, a downtick in advertising and having to look for new models of revenue.
That's true.
The Mercury isn't just like news oriented. There's also the whole arts and culture aspect. And I wonder if you think that that has allowed that type of, you know, advertising support to last longer than perhaps like mainstream newspapers.
Yeah, I do. I mean, the Mercury has been supported, you know, by like our advertisers for, you know, the last 20 years, like largely on restaurants, music clubs, arts venues, and stuff like that. So, yeah, they're definitely the ones who have kept us afloat for so long. And, you know, we had our advertising rates were, and they still are pretty very reasonable, because we just feel like, especially the arts community, that's kind of what makes Portland, Portland. It's interesting and it's vibrant, and it makes people want to move here. People want to move to places where there's like a vibrant community. So for sure, you know, I think the arts and food community and the music community have like kept us afloat for so many years. And yeah, and so when that was like taken away, you know, by COVID, and it won't be gone forever, you know, it's going to come back. And so all, you know, we have to do is just kind of hang on and until it does come back.
Right. And it sounds like you've been able to do that, even if now, you know, instead of offering a free paper, some folks are paying a monthly subscription to support you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we don't really call it a subscription. I mean, you can. It's fine. We mostly just ask it for like monthly contributions, because it's really amazing, because we've made a lot of choices that, you know, are pretty unusual. That would be like, just thinking a year ago, it just would be mind-boggling to even think about what we're doing now. It's like, one, not printing a paper anymore, because the paper prices are always like one of our biggest expenses as a company. And since we're not publishing a paper right now, we may be doing it again. We'll just have to wait and see, like, if the advertising base comes back. So, getting rid of the print product, and we just recently got rid of our office. We've moved out of that, and we'll probably be getting another office at some point. But we just can't see using our reader contributions for like an office that we don't use, right? Or like, that's the same reason we like took our boxes like off the street. Because mostly they're just receptacles for dog poo right now, which is completely okay with me. I was fine with people putting their dog poo in the Mercury boxes, better that than on the street. But it was, you know, hard to kind of maintain those boxes and keep them looking okay. So we're just like taking them off the street and putting them into storage. So we're like making money in a lot of different ways. We do, besides advertising that we're still getting, because we're trying to still help out like advertisers and small businesses that are really struggling right now. And they need, the people who are open, they really need to let people know that they're open. And so there's the web advertising that we're doing. We've got our streaming stuff, which is a lot of fun. Like we stream the Hump Festival now online. We have the Cough Festival. We have the I Anonymous show streaming that. We have this new film festival coming up called Slay, which is 5-minute. It's like Hump, except for horror movies. And so people can send in their 5-minute horror movies. So we're streaming that and charging for that. And that's a lot of fun. And we're doing Mercury t-shirts too. And we've got one right now by a local artist named Sloan Leong, who is fantastic. And it's this great resist t-shirt. And so you can find that on the Mercury site if you want. But yeah, we're like doing a lot of different things to make money these days.
Yeah, so as much as COVID has kind of, I don't know, kneecapped the prior model, it's forcing innovation too.
Right, exactly. And we've always been pretty nimble and flexible, you know, but this is, I'll tell you, this is pushing us. This is, and we have to, you know, we used to have to like have these 6 month to a year plan. Now we're having week to week plans, you know, because things change that quickly.
In making this transition, have you encountered folks that have, you know, misconceptions about making that change or what the Mercury is looking like or is going, where they're going to end up?
I think people, the misconceptions are pretty small. I mean, I think that, the proof is in the pudding and we're still here. So, I mean, I think people will say like, oh, you know, that you're not printing the paper anymore, therefore the Mercury does not exist. We've always, you know, we've existed since like 2008 online. And in fact, now like our readership online has gone huge. I think we're like 300% over what we were last year. And that's, you know, largely due to just like great, great reporting, especially, you know, from our news department, Alex Zielinski and Blair Stenvik, who are the best goddamn news team in town. I'll tell you that right now. I may be a little bit biased about that. So basically, people, you know, there's been like some of that stuff that has been gone around. But I think for like, I would say this overwhelmingly, we've gotten just huge support from Portland. And just like everyone has just been sweet as pie to us, I would say. A lot more than maybe they used to be. I think you used to just like hear like a lot of, like most, when people are mad, when people are happy, they don't write in. And when people are mad, they write in a lot. So that's what you would hear. But nowadays it's, you know, I think because of COVID and just the situation that we're all in, they've been showing us a lot of support.
Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up? Anything we didn't cover?
No, I mean, I would just like really, we just want everybody to know that we're, you know, like it's a super hard time and it's a super hard time for everybody. And I mean, I just kind of want everybody to know that the Mercury is here and we're still in your corner. And we hope that you're just like as determined and hopeful as we are that we're going to be able to push through this and that there's going to be some real systemic changes that comes out of all of this.
That was my conversation with William Stephen Humphrey. He's the editor-in-chief of the Portland Mercury. They can be found online at portlandmercury.com. For KBOO News In-Depth, I'm Althea Billings.